It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. There is an incredible streak going on in Wisconsin baseball, but it's not on the field. It's in the broadcast booth.
The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers play in the Fox Cities area. For the last 23 years, Chris Mehring has delivered the play-by-play broadcast for every single game the team has played, hitting 3,000 games in a row last month.
He's faced obstacles along the way, but the baseball broadcast must go on.
He joins us now to tell us how he's kept that streak alive and why Wisconsin minor league baseball is so important to him. Chris, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
I appreciate the time, Rob.
All right, over 3,000 consecutive games. That feels like a big deal to me. Is it something you're particularly proud of, or is it just, you know, another day at work?
It feels like it's just another day at work. Baseball is a game that really looks at round numbers. I mean, 300 wins in a career, or 20 wins in a season, or 3,000 hits, or 500 home runs. Those are big numbers. And it was just kind of in the background because it's basically just me showing up to work every day. And I am a little frazzled at how much attention it's received, you know, just a guy showing up for work every day.
Now, if you're a baseball player and you got a streak going, I think the rule is nobody talked to you about the streak. Did people talk to you as you were getting near 3,000?
No, not really. I got a couple of texts like back in June from some friends that were wondering how close I was. And I'm like, oh, nah, it's still like almost 100 games away, or it's still like 50 games away. And, you know, I didn't think anything of it. Nobody really said anything until like the week before. And then I started getting some texts. And I'm like, oh, this is getting a little weird. So, but no one's really heard it. It's not a thing that people brought up until a couple of days before it happened.
Now, the thing that stands out to me is you're not going to do this 3,000 games or even 2,000 or 1,000 games in a row unless you love what you're doing. What is it that you love about doing the play-by-play for the Timber Rattlers?
Every day is different, and I never know what I'm going to see when I get to the ballpark and start calling the games. I mean, for example, last night, the Brewers have sent their top two prospects in Jesus Mate and Luis Pena. They're both 18 years old. And Jesus Mate hit a 111-mile home run to right for his first Midwest League home run last night.
111 miles an hour?
Yes.
Wow.
Off the bat. And it was amazing. And I was actually taken aback for words, which probably is a little odd for what I do for a living. But it's stuff like that. You know, I've seen no hitters. I've seen walk-off grand slams. I've seen walk-off three-run strikeouts, which is still one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. And plus, you know, there's heartbreak too. I mean, the Rattlers lost the championship game in game three last year in Lake County, and that bus ride home was bad, but I couldn't wait for the next season to start because I couldn't wait to get back behind the mic and see what was next.
Now, getting back to the streak for a moment, I'm also obviously a radio guy, and I've done stuff with pretty bad throat, right? Getting over being sick, allergy season, you name it. You must have had some times where you were on the edge of being able to communicate with human speech.
Yes, I've mentioned it to a few people, but there was a time back in 2011 where my voice was absolutely shot, and I was walking around for staff meetings with a legal pad and a Sharpie, and basically writing out my answers to people, or telling them what I needed to save my voice, and the games were kind of a whisper. And I remember TJ Mittelstadt hit a home run for the Timber Rattlers late in a ball game. And I think there's still video of it out there somewhere of my voice just absolutely cracking while on the home run call. And the games were basically done in a low whisper, maybe along the lines of Liam Neeson in one of the Taken movies, I hope that I sounded that cool, but I probably didn't.
Now, I grew up a Detroit Tiger fan outside, you know, in southeastern Michigan. Ernie Harwell was my guy, right? The radio broadcaster. Who did you grow up with? Who were some of your legends of baseball broadcasting?
Well, obviously, Bob Uecker.
Sure,
grew up in Waterford, Wisconsin. And Bob Uecker on the radio was my summer. And I was very fortunate because, you know, the Cubs played in the afternoon. So I would listen to Vince Lloyd and Lou Boudreau and Jack Brickhouse on either WGN TV or radio in the afternoon. And then you would listen to Bob Uecker and Merle Harmon at night on WTMJ. And then before you fell asleep, I literally was the kid with the transistor radio under the pillow trying to pick up like Ernie Harwell on WJR or Joe Nuxhall and Marty Brenneman on WLW in Cincinnati, or even picking up, if you were really lucky and the atmosphere was just right, you could pick up a Yankees game on WABC on a little transistor radio. And that was just magic to me, listening to all of those legends call games. You know, it was just amazing. And it was a very great time without an internet connection to be able to hear all those voices.
Well, you're at over 3,000 games now, but there was a game one. What was the road that connected you to the Timber Rattlers in the Fox Cities?
My first game with the Timber Rattlers, this starts back in high school with a friend of mine, Tim O'Connick. He was working in the Timber Rattlers ticket office in 1998-99. My road had taken me to Superior, Wisconsin, where I was working for the campus radio station, which is WPR, for a friend, John Munson. I was calling hockey and doing some baseball for a commercial station in Duluth. And things were coming to an end in 1998. And I got a call from Tim that said, hey, maybe you might want to do this. I'm like, not right now. And I eventually got a job with the Green Bay Gamblers of the USHL, which is a hockey team. So that left me in the summer of 99 with nothing to do. So I reached out to Tim. Tim set me up with some tickets to a game, and he said, hey, why don't you come in and meet with Tim McCord, our radio guy? You think you'd like to talk to him and see what's going on? And Tim goes, hey, you know, I'm probably not going to be back in 2000. I'm moving to Minnesota with my family, but I think this job would be really good for you. So why don't you put your name in and we'll see where we're at. So I checked with the Gamblers to see if they're all right with me for traveling during the summer and during the baseball season. And I met with Larry Trucco, who was the general manager at the time of the Timber Rattlers. And they hired me in 2000. And fortunately, they stuck with me because the Gamblers won the Clark Cup championship that year and hosted the Junior A National Tournament for hockey, which meant I was busy basically from for the first month and a half of the season without me doing the Timber Rattlers games. But everybody was really happy with how it went. And here we are 25 years later, still working with the Timber Rattlers.
Talking to Chris Mehring, play-by-play announcer and media relations director for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers baseball team in the Fox Cities. Just got over a 3,000 consecutive game streak of calling those games. Chris, that makes me think hockey versus baseball. Seems like it's got to be very different sports to call, because hockey, the action's going on all the time. In baseball, well, you're filling a lot between pitches. Compare and contrast those two jobs.
It's still like a downshift. It's crazy when you go from hockey to baseball. I mean, baseball, there is a lot that happens when the play is happening, but like you say, there is a lot of downtime. But I found that the broadcasting both is it helps me, because you have to keep up in hockey, but you also have to be able to tell some stories in a very short amount of time. And I'll tell you, I still do some hockey for the Gamblers, just their home games for their internet video feed. So I do keep up on that. But it takes me a little while to get used to the speed when I get back into the season in late September. And sometimes when I get back in April with the Timber Rattlers, I'm going a mile a minute and need to remind myself to slow down. But both sports are amazing. The fans of both teams are great. And I'm very fortunate to work for both organizations. And the differences are huge. But then just broadcasting is broadcasting, you know, Rob.
What are some of your best memories from over those 3,000 games? You mentioned the walk-off winning strikeout. What are some other great moments?
Well, I remember in 2000, my first year, the Timber Rattlers won on a walk-off grand slam. Hmm. And I thought, well, this is going to happen all the time. And then it happened again in 2001. And I'm like, going, this is great. This is going to happen at least once a year. And we have not had one since 2001.
Wow.
We have not had a walk-off grand slam since 2001. But, you know, the calling the championship game in 2012, the Timber Rattlers went to Fort Wayne and won a Midwest League pennant. Brent Suter, who was with the Brewers, now with the Reds, he pitched the final three innings of that game perfect and closed it out. And the Rattlers celebrated. Matt Erickson, who is currently on the Brewers coaching staff, was the manager of that team. And that is like a really big memory. But then there's other memories too. Like I've got a chance to work with Brandon Woodruff when he has come up and done rehab assignments with the Timber Rattlers, and what a professional, what a great guy. And seeing him succeed at the big league level now after what he's gone through the last couple of years, just seeing him where he was at when he was on his way back, that's a great memory. And then just seeing players in recently, like Cooper Pratt, prospect now up in Biloxi, and you know, or see guys like I'm laughing now because I'm remembering we had a player named Darian Miller break our hit batsman record with Kurt Angle, the wrestler, in the booth, and I'm remembering the call that night, and I said, Kurt, I'm glad you're here because history has just been made. And I go, Darian Miller's just been hit for the 23rd or 24th time this season to set a record. And Kurt Angle goes, how does that happen? It's just like an Olympic gold medalist reacting like that. And then last year, we had a player by the name of Luke Adams. He was a master at getting hit by pitches. He got hit by over 40 pitches last year. And he would always come up to me and ask what the record was going into it. And I would tell him, and then I'm like, hey, stop getting hit, start hitting home runs. And, but just the relationships with the players and the managers and the coaches and the fans, you know, there's a lot of big names, but then there's also some names out there that people might not remember, you know, that never made it to the big leagues. And I'm thinking right now about Omar Garcia, who made an incredible catch back in 2014. It was the top play on SportsCenter for a couple of days when they did the SportsCenter top 10. Hmm. And my call on that was just, I mean, I was actually pretty proud of that one because it was great, you know, and I don't say that much about my own stuff, but just seeing plays and players come through in big moments are really special.
For people listening who don't have minor league baseball on their radar, either they're not into baseball as much or they just watch, you know, the major leagues, make a pitch to them why they might want to check it out and go to a game or two.
Affordable, family-friendly entertainment. The Timber Rattlers are based in the Fox Cities. We're 90 minutes from Milwaukee, but you're going to see guys that are going to play in the big leagues. And you're going to see him play in a great atmosphere. The Rattlers have so many different promotions. I'm hoping that everybody is aware of the Utter Tuggers identity the team has done. This year we did a frozen pizza identity. We have also done the Wisconsin Brats identity, where we change up and wear different uniforms and. The whole atmosphere is just a fun night. Plus, we have the world famous Bratzuka, and we have added a slide. So it's like the Miller Park slide out in left field, except this one is open for fans to go and slide down during the games. So if you have young kids and you don't think they're going to be able to pay attention for nine innings, we've got plenty of stuff to hold their attention. Plus, you're going to see future major leaguers. I mean, just on the Brewers team right now, we've had Freddy Peralta, we have had Sal Frelick, Jackson Churio, a lot of those guys have come through Wisconsin either on rehabs or playing with the Timber Rattlers on their way up to help the Brewers to the best record in baseball right now.
As we wrap up, Chris, you hit this 3,000-game consecutive streak. It sounds like the streak isn't that big a deal to you. You have no plans to stop anytime soon, it sounds like.
Nope. I am all set to keep going because you never know what's next. And that's what keeps me going. Just keep one foot after the other and one game after the other. And next thing you know, it'll be 4,000, 5,000, 6,000.
Chris, thanks so much for sharing your work with us.
Thank you very much, Rob. I appreciate the time, and I hope to see everybody at the ballpark.
Chris Merrick is the play-by-play announcer and director of media relations for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers in the Fox Cities. He's broadcast more than 3,000 straight baseball games for the team. You can hear him continue that streak by tuning into AM 1280 WNAM in the Fox Cities or stream live on the Timber Rattlers website.